get the auto fax and the auto email going, and we've got examples in here, and I'll show that to you in a bit. Create scripts. You don't have to work from scripts, but you need to have a script. So even I use scripts on my stuff, so it's nailed. Customer asks me, tell me about this. Bango, it just comes right out. And if you need a reference, you get right there. You start with that, you memorize it, you use it over and over, and you can improve it as you go by. But you have to have a script to start with. Create what's in it for me statements and materials to be auto-faxed and auto-emailed. And we're going to get into what are what's in it for me statements. Assign accounts to outside people and inside people. And I like the inside people because they can be a team with you. So if there's somebody on the inside, now for you guys, we'd be talking distributors primarily. You'd have somebody, a local distributor, that's going to be your partner at this account. You keep them up to date what's going on. You take them over to the account, and you have the customer call that distributor person. So you got that team thing going on. Use a variety of contact methods, as we talked about. Follow up. That's the persistence thing. And develop those relationships, and we're going to continue on. Now, this next chart, this is extremely important, and I hope you remember that this is here, and you ought to make this part of your selling thing. Customer says, look, your insert is $15, and I'm paying $4. So why in the hell would I do that? So here's the way you answer that. You say, well, with all due respect, Mike, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, I went to this training program. Could I show you this one chart that he gave me? And he says, okay. Then you show him this chart. Now, just think about this. You do not have to be a rocket scientist to say, hey, that makes some sense. So what you're telling me, Mike, is your battery you're paying $4 for, and my battery is $6, and on a price basis, doesn't make any sense at all, and I agree. It doesn't. However, what this guy at this program we went to told me was that the battery you're using lasts one day, and the battery that I'm offering might last 3 days. If it does, then that would mean that this one would only cost you $2 a day, mine, and you're paying $4 a day. The cost of use for what you're doing is more. Now, you cannot argue with that. Now, how do you apply that to what we're selling? Well, sure, you can do parts per insert. I'm sure you got the computer things that can spit out exactly what the savings are. You know, parts per corner is only one factor. If he does that job, let me give you an example. I went into an account in San Diego, and if you had any experience machining in San Diego, all they do down there, or all they used to do, I don't know what they still do, was aerospace. If you know anything about aerospace, you're talking 50 surface feet in that neighborhood, 50 to 100, certainly in the old days, 50 to 100 surface feet. I go into this account, and I says, you know, I'm the carboy guy at the time, and I said, can I help you with anything? He says, well, I got all those cast iron parts over there. I got to get them out of here. And, you know, man, we're working overtime, all this kind of stuff. So, I didn't know jack squat, but I had the books and all this kind of stuff. So he says, go down on that machine. So I got on the machine. They got one of these things. I look up the material. The guy tells me what it is. You know, I look it up in the chart. You know, and it says 600 surface feet. So, you know, I tell the guy, hey, 600 surface feet. You know, the guy's going, what? You know, I say, yeah, turn a 600 surface foot. You know, I'm like standing behind the guy, which is the first rule, you know. 600 surface feet. They start machining cast iron at 600 surface feet. These parts and chips are coming out all over the place. Everybody in the factory just stops working, and they come down and watch what's going on. They never saw any machining done higher than 50 surface feet. Why is that? Because that's what they machined. They always machined high-temperature alloys. So in that case, you know, it was pretty clear. It didn't matter how long the tool lasted. The fact that they could get them at 600 surface feet instead of, it was 10 times the metal removal rate. They were getting those parts. They'd get them all done in a day rather than 3 weeks. Yeah?
That's a perfect example. I have a customer who's running a Valinite insert at $15 a piece. And I took CBN at 10 times the cost, and it's still saving $105 a year.
Is that right? Yeah.
And it's because it freed the machine time up.
Well, you know, that's a good point you make, Jim. You know, I was doing one of these programs, and one of the guys came up to me to break, and he goes, you know, you were talking about test data reports. And he had a three-ring binder, something like that, but bigger. And he said, look at this, John. And he had, like, an index. You know, had the thing all indexed. This guy had probably 300 reports in that book, at least. And he was, man, I'm saying, that is impressive. I mean, you go to a customer, and a guy says, why should I pay more for yours? Man, oh, man, give me that book. Well, I don't know that mine's going to work better than what you're using now, Darren, but let's take a look at this. Just the fact that he had 300 test reports in that book, all organized by material, to me, that's I want that guy working with me for sure. You know, so hey, what do you, your bosses want you doing test reports? Don't they pay you for test reports or something like that?
Just job requirement.
Job requirement. So get them, collect them, put them in a book, and then be able to take them to a customer, and that can be extremely helpful in making this persuasion thing. But I got a feeling, Darren, that guys would probably rather work with you, even though they got to pay more for the stuff than buying it from someone that's trying to sell them whatever they're buying. So you got to get in there and find out how you can get the order, and that's why they pay salespeople a lot of money, because there's a lot of factors at play there. And the price is a factor. There's nothing wrong with saying, geez, you know, this is a problem. Let me take my chair, and this is what I do, and it makes a huge difference. You actually take your chair. Excuse me, Mike. No, you take your chair, and you say, wow, Darren, we got a problem.